A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so we are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. The Word of the Lord. I'm one of those people who likes to hear the end of the movie before I watch it. You know, sometimes people tell you, oh, I saw this wonderful movie, but I can't tell you about it because you have to see it for yourself. And I say, no, tell me. It's okay. Spoil it for me. Because knowing where it's going to end helps me enjoy it along the way to see, why is it going there? What are the clues that are left there that this is going to be the ending of the movie? I think that's what's going on in this reading. John is telling us something about how things are going to end and how they can end well for us. And so we can go ahead and be free to love and to believe in Jesus. Because what he tells us is loving one another and believing in Jesus as the Christ is the same thing. If we love one another, God lives in us. Or he also says, if we believe, if we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then God abides in us. Believing that Jesus is the Son of God is loving one another. That's a very helpful thing, because if we're struggling now to believe, then maybe we can just practice loving and we'll believe more. Or if we're having trouble being loving to one another, maybe we just need to sit down and believe more in Jesus, to read the scripture and have a little more faith in what Jesus says. Either way, though, if we embrace either one, and therefore both of those, we don't have to worry about our end. We don't have to worry about judgment day. Because God's love is being perfected in us here and now. And so when the end comes, we have nothing to worry about. And knowing that really frees us to just love, to be faithful followers of Jesus, to do as he did and love all people and not worry about our own salvation. What John is telling us is that will come. Just believe. Just love. These are words I can live by today. These are words that give me hope.